to.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 30 today, Joburg 27 and Polokwane 32.
In Bedford View, traffic is moving slowly on the N12 R24 westbound towards the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, the Proteas turn their attention to the shortest format. They take on Pakistan in a T20 international in Durban just a day after wrapping up their test series against Sri Lanka. And the Springboks are set to play at Eden Park for the first time in 12 years next year.
The future of the ANC's leadership in Gauteng and KZN remains unclear after the national leadership postponed a crucial meeting to decide their fate. The postponement was confirmed by ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula following a national working committee meeting with the Gauteng Provincial Executive Committee in Boksburg yesterday. As Anastasia Makhobu reports, the leadership of the two provinces are on the firing line following their poor performance in the general elections.
The National Executive Committee meeting, originally scheduled for this weekend, has now been moved to next month. According to Mbalula, the NEC will convene after the party's January 8th anniversary rally in the Western Cape.
We want, when we meet and reflect on issues, on every one of the NEC members would like to reflect and engage with the report that we'll present to them.
The NEC was expected to deliberate on the NWC's findings and announce a decision on the future of the Gauteng and KZN PECs. Anastasia Mokhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
China Economic Development MEC Asara Mabotsa says some residents in the city are struggling to evict foreign nationals renting space in the yards for spaza shops. She says these residents are normally elderly citizens who've misplaced their title deeds or have allowed the tenants to build brick structures. Mabotsa has urged residents to keep their title deeds somewhere safe.
Then those illegal people will come to them and say, I did construct those things. Therefore, if you want to evict me, you know, I want you to pay back the money off the construction that I've made.
The Border Management Authority has temporarily suspended general cargo processing as well as passenger movements at the Lebombo border post following fresh protests on the Mozambican side. The border has been operating intermittently since October following post-election unrest in our neighbouring country. Syria's Islamist rebel leader has begun discussions on transferring power a day after his opposition alliance dramatically unseated President Bashar al-Assad following decades of brutal rule. Rebel leader Abu Muhammad al-Julani, now using his real name, Ahmed al-Shara, met with outgoing Prime Minister Muhammad al-Jalali to coordinate a transfer of power that guarantees what they say would be the provision of services to Syrian people. And Google has shown off a new quantum computing chip that it says is a major breakthrough that could bring practical quantum computing closer to reality.
Thank goodness.
Now, according to Google, the quantum chip called Willow, huh? Or does in minutes what it would take leading supercomputers 10 septillion years to compute. Huh?
Oh, finally.
10 septillion years.
There we go.
Nobody has time. Time for that. No.
anybody got time for that?
Net weer jou hoofd nie sê die eer. Die ANC se Nasionale Werkskomitee het die vergadering oor Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal se leierskapstoekoms uitgestel tot volgende maand.
I'm just so glad that they hear our prayers.
Yes,
they hear our prayers and our requests and they see our priority list in life.
Yes.
How long have we been asking for this?
Nearly 10 septillion years.
No, I mean, right? It feels like it.
Yeah. No, it feels like it's been a long septillion. Septillion. There we go. That and working traffic lights. It was like a tight race toward the end. We're like, and then they went for that one. And I'm grateful.
So are we all. Oh, so
thank
are
you.
We all.
Thank you. The year may now end.
Yes. Oh. And the
that's wonderful. If I just one more little request, just before the year ends,
just one
more thing, because we've all been asking for this as well.
Okay.
Can Elon just land that rocket one more time?